Hello and welcome to the first ever official Not a Potato podcast. I'm Derek.
I'm Dom.
I'm Dean.
And this is Not a Potato.
All right. So I guess in the Not a Potato spirit, I'll pose a hypothetical to you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Go on.
So you're talking to this girl.
Yeah.
Solid six, low seven.
Sounds beautiful.
So she's... Okay. She's not up there.
So she's out of my league.
She's out of all our leagues. But okay. Hypothetically, this girl, maybe she's got like one bad eye or something.
Wait,
she's a six?
She's got like a lazy eye?
No, you can't tell it's bad, but okay. She can't see.
Because if she's got a lazy eye and she's still a seven, that girl is gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's got like she went to go get the retina eye surgery. Something went wrong. You can't visibly tell, but her vision's a little fucked.
I can deal with that.
All right, so
I don't care about what's on the inside.
What's the bygones be bygones here and... This girl, she's inviting you over to her apartment.
Yeah.
For dinner. And she says that she's going to cook you this beautiful meal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She tells you to wear your Sunday best. So you show up to her house, blue suit.
Okay.
Nice blue suit.
Like, okay. You didn't get this out of your dad's closet. Like, you're going to like the way you look, I guarantee it.
Okay.
So, she opens the door. She's looking like a bomb piece. Got a nice little dress on.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy little number. And... Table set, it was long, penis candlesticks, flowers in the middle.
Yeah, you sit
down for dinner.
Those could burn for up to 48 years. It's a fun fact. Yeah, none of them have ever burned out fully.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Miracles of the modern world. Divide yeah, a candle, things gone in like 2 days.
It smells good, though.
It's delicious. But you're ready for dinner. You think she's going to be making like lobster or something luxurious.
She was talking up this
meal. This is the best meal you're ever going to eat. Like, I'm a great cook.
Okay.
That's the exact word. She texted them to you. I'm a great cook. Can't wait to see you.
Winky face. She's a little pompous.
Yeah. Oh, she's putting emojis in
there. She's a little bitch.
Either way. She's a little pompous.
She whips out this food and she tosses a kid cuisine right in front of you.
Tray is still on.
Still on the tray, but she's
peel off the wrapper.
But... Do you say anything to her about it?
And she's a seven or a six. Which one is she?
I told you, high six, low seven.
I'm not going to say anything.
You're not going to say. You're going to eat the meal.
Some quick, because they're pretty good.
No, but she's saying that she that she cooked this.
Listen, we all lie. I'm probably telling her before I got a 7-inch dick before, you know? I'm lying to her, too.
Yeah, sure. I'm probably going to tell her I have a job and no student loans.
I guess. But you're just eating... You're eating this, no problem.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
She invites you back for another dinner. Does the same thing. Do you say something?
Second time I'm saying something. Unless the lady,
you can't
like,
just straight out.
Unless
she's not banging you this time. She's making you wait.
Oh,
so
not...
neither time I banged her, and the second time she's making me kid cuisine again.
All right.
If it's at least not a different flavor kid cuisine, I'm gonna say something. That's for sure.
First
she
time,
hands me the same
she's
mac
giving
and
you,
cheese.
She's
kid
giving
cuisine.
You. She's giving you some over the pants stuff. First time.
But no follow through. She's just right.
You're over the pants. Yeah, a little bit.
I'll take that at this point. You got it.
Maybe your hands over the bra under the shirt. That's what you're getting first time. Second time, she's talking a big game the second time.
She slaps your hand if you go anywhere else.
Yeah. She's not happy about it.
Okay.
But she invites you back, does the same thing. Do you say something?
The second time, I might bring something up.
No. This time you go into the kitchen to confirm you see the boxes.
Oh,
in the
you
garbage.
See the box.
You know what?
I would be like, oh, like,
I'm gonna start asking questions like, how'd you make it?
marinate the chicken with?
I'm gonna ask for the recipe. That's the first thing I'm gonna ask for. And if she can lie her way out of that, I'm actually gonna propose that day.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
You brought up an interesting thing about student loans, though, didn't you? You're lying to girls and saying that you have no student loans.
Dude, I'm telling you, that is, like, the next big thing that we're going to have to talk to girls. Like, you're going to get into a serious relationship, and the next big thing you're going to have to talk about is how big is your student loan.
In, like, Tinder profiles.
Instead of, what do you do for a living? It's going to be, like, so what's your student loan like? What's your loan situation? Are you a Sally Mae kid? Like,
yeah, I'm a Sally Mae.
Pretty private.
Yeah,
like, what are you working with?
I don't know if I could just... How would you bring this up from here? Like, so, like, hi, like, my name's Dom, like...
I'm 23,000.
Like, I can't...
I think you said how old you are.
All right, so maybe I might not be that direct, but, like, if you go on a speed date, like, you go speed dating, I think that's,
you think
like, it yeah, it'd be like, my name is Dom,
do
I'm 48.
Well, yeah, no, all right, so
like,
I went speed dating.
Know.
I've been
No way. All
right. I've been speed dating before, and let me tell you, it's an interesting experience. One guy, the guy next to me, actually opened with his credit limit.
It's like before name. Oh, I guess name is kind of displayed.
He said, "I'm Frank. I have a $5,000 credit limit." And like as a young guy, like that's pretty impressive. That's like, what's he doing? Yeah, like, yeah. I was embarrassed though, because like,
you had to go higher than Frank.
What am I gonna do? Yeah. Like, hey, like my name's Dean. Like I have like a $550 credit limit from Discover. Like, like how does that even work? Like that's embarrassing. I couldn't do a speed date.
That's what they want.
American Express, maybe. I'll never be that American Express rich. Like, that's like P. Diddy.
Yeah, that's up there.
Like, I'll be lucky if I get to, like, C. Diddy status, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, he is the one that makes Ciroc, right?
Yeah, he's the Ciroc boy.
Green Apple Ciroc is very, very good.
I've never tried it.
Highly suggest trying it. It's one of those that's going to leave you with a mean hangover, though, because it's so sweet. It's like Fireball, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, love me some Fireball.
I mean...
You still drink Fireball? That died for me, like, a week into that, like, that whole trend.
It was really cool to drink Fireball when you were 19. That was,
I still have my high school girl in me. I can't let that die.
I just hate the fact that every time... You're still drinking
some Bacardi Dragonberry, too.
Hate the fact that now... It used to be a mystery when someone was like, yo, you want to take a shot? Or, like, I got you a shot. Now it's almost a guarantee it's Fireball.
The rich kids get you Jameson. And then... Every now and then, someone will sneak a Black Label in, but no one really likes that.
No.
Oh, you mentioned Men's Warehouse. Did you hear the story about the CEO of Men's Warehouse?
Do you like the way he looked?
No. All right, so the CEO of Men's Warehouse, the founder...
Mm-hmm. He was ugly.
He was fired by the board of executives that he hired.
Yeah, question.
Of his own company.
Is he the same dude from Dos Equis? Looks eerily similar.
That's not the CEO. No, not the commercial guy. That guy could never get fired.
No, it's not that guy. But the founder of the company was fired by the people he hired.
That happened to Steve Jobs, though. And, like, pre-death, Steve Jobs did pretty well for himself, so.
Yeah, pre-death, He's still doing well for himself post-death, too.
I mean, he gets made fun of a lot.
Steve Jobs, it's bad image. He's getting a lot of jokes now.
Yeah.
But, I guess this happens when you, like, refuse medicine and you just die, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Refuse medicine, yeah.
I think that Steve Jobs is just, like, Walt Disney reincarnated.
I don't know much about Walt Disney.
There's no Apple world.
All I know is that Walt Disney was, like, an asshole.
Walt Disney was a Nazi.
Yeah, he was a Nazi.
I guess that's what it takes in life. Nazis got a lot done, though. Dude, I'm just sticking up for it. They got a lot done.
Brilliant people are fucking nuts. Yeah, they're all crazy.
Bill Gates, we're going to find out after he dies, is like a...
He's running like a midget sex slave in his basement.
Narcolepsy is not as bad. That's the one when you fall asleep, right?
Yeah, that's
fine. Yeah, that's fine. He could be narcoleptic for like... I was thinking... Bill Gates is narcoleptic. Which one's that?
It's not narcolepsy. It's a... Necrophilia.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to go for there.
That's a little gross.
That's like top five weirdest things. Like
top five?
Like if you ever want to get rid of a girl, necrophilia's got to be one.
Yeah. What would the others be?
You would never think...
You're into the Nintendo Wii, I feel like would be out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can't believe there's a name for something like that.
Your best friend.
Why wouldn't there be a name? Your best friend is still
in middle school. That'd be a good one to get rid of a girl.
Best friend is still.
Your best friend's still in middle school.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
What else would just really turn a girl off?
Me.
My face. Other than just being ugly.
Yeah.
See, being ugly is like the shittiest thing ever. Like I know you guys kind of feel for me on that one because. You can't do anything.
No, you can't.
It limits a lot of choices in life.
Yeah.
A good-looking guy and me do the same thing. I'm in cuffs. He's president.
Yeah, that's all it takes from being really creepy at a bar or, like, picking up a woman. It's just how good-looking you are, yeah?
The ugliest guy could be the nicest guy in the world. He goes, say hi to her. That guy's disgusting.
Yeah, he's such a
creep.
Yeah.
Then, like, a guy that looks like, I don't know, good-looking guys. I don't even know what they look like because I look in the mirror so often.
Yeah. Like,
Channing Tatum, I guess. He's a handsome guy.
I can go on and on about good-looking
dudes. He could just go up to a girl and be like, I'd rape you, and they're like, wow.
What a gentleman.
That kid is poetic.
It's all about looks, but guys are shallow.
We're kind of shallow. Picture of like a huge chick just went up to you and was like, I'll rape you.
I'm not gonna say that's gross. I'm gonna be incredibly flattered.
That's the thing. Like, I don't care. Like, if someone hits on me, or, like, buys me a drink, one, I'm pumped because that's a free drink.
Yeah.
Two, I'm pumped because someone's talking to me.
I'm gonna throw some out there.
I've only ever gotten a drink bought for me by a lesbian and a gay.
Getting hit on by a gay dude, it's flattering. A great feeling. Flattering. Yeah, it's a great feeling. I don't know what getting hit on by a woman feels like anymore, but a dude is good.
It's good. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. 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 They really rev my engine.
Yeah.
So you're like, what kind of drink are you getting? No, I would see. Like,
you gotta order something that says you're straight.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm asking for
like whiskey with nails in it.
Yeah.
Something way too masculine.
But then, do you think like he cancels it? Then, like he's like,
oh, this guy's straight edge.
Yeah. Like this, like he comes up to you, like maybe you're wearing like a salmon shirt. So, like you're.
What would be a gay drink? Like Bud Light Lime or something like
Apple Teeny.
That's overly gay. That's like
I don't like gay people even.
Like
drink
if you order like a Malibu Bay Breeze.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Gay people actually
if you order
gay drinks.
If you,
though?
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah, you know that for a fact.
No. But I
it's kind of like you're.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. But like, if you order like a cranberry vodka.
Yeah.
He probably is gonna assume that everything's a go.
A little cranberry vodka.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
No,
it sucks that you get discriminated against great drinks like that. And I can't order that stuff because then you just be called a faggot.
You want to know a real game changer in the drink ordering world?
What's up?
And you got to hear me out on this. Vodka, Red Bull, Sprite.
It's good.
All in one drink.
It's good. They at my old school, they used to have vodka, Mountain Dew, Code Red, and Red Bull, and that was really good.
It's the soda. It's like, it's a game changer.
Yeah,
it's a game changer. You don't think about it. You're like, I don't want to be like that guy, but...
Dude, I'm
you gotta be that guy.
I've done a ton of research, and every girl's favorite drink, whether they know it or not yet, is an amaretto sour. If you're ever,
I've never heard of that.
If
that shows you my connection.
Dude,
with women.
I'm telling you, if you're ever in desperate need and you can't figure out what drink to buy a girl, amaretto sour. 112% of the time, they're gonna be like,
what
is this?
It contain? I don't know.
It's amazing. It's amaretto. It's sour mix and
amaretto. A little Cosby special in there.
Everyone needs a dose
Speaking
of Cosby.
Of, you know, who would be the one like celebrity, like your childhood celebrity, if you found out he was a rapist, you'd be most devastated. By.
Most devastated.
Yeah.
Ash Ketchum?
That would be like it was
pretty
Pikachu.
Well, you went straight for Pikachu? I didn't go with the chick first.
Misty.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was banging Brock the whole time. That was
Brock.
Low to
No, I would be the dude that painted.
Which guy?
Bob Ross?
Bob Ross.
Right?
No.
Nah. Just find out
dude, I would see that.
But he looks like
a mile away. Maybe Stamos.
Stamos would be
because why does a guy like John Stamos need to rape?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
he's
I guess
doing
not really
it
from like
Jared.
Not really from childhood.
Jared from Subway?
You think he needed to rape?
He was like 500. He was known
but
for being fat.
He was
fat.
Still doing it.
He doesn't want to look like that for the rest of his life.
Good point.
You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Not really from my childhood, but if I found out like Will Ferrell was a rapist, that would hurt.
Yeah,
that would hurt a lot.
I would say Adam Sandler, but his last few movies sucked.
I don't think I would be surprised by Adam Sandler.
Do you see the women he dates in his movies? Like,
They're gorgeous.
He's got to be paying them a lot.
And he has 11 movies with that blonde chick.
Drew Barrymore.
And most of his movies not with Drew Barrymore, the girl looks like Drew Barrymore. It's a little bit weird.
Well,
did you know she was an alcoholic when she was like
12? Yeah, like 12.
Yeah.
She was like in Hawaii or something like that, right?
And Drew Barrymore was on one of my favorite radio shows a few months ago, and she was talking about how she propositioned Adam Sandler. She went up to him. She was like, yo, like, Sandler, like, I'm poor. Like, I'm working in this coffee shop. Like, yeah, it's me, the cokehead, like, four-year-old from E.T.
She's from E.T.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I guess you could be Julia Guglia in The Wedding Singer. Long story short, the rest is movie history.
Never seen that movie.
Never seen The Wedding Singer?
Don't talk to me about
it. I know. I mean, I've never seen almost anything, but The Wedding Singer,
like,
I've seen, like, three times at least.
They got what's his face? Crazy Eyes from Reservoir Dogs. Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Buscemi.
Now Buscemi, that's an interesting. You know, it was
Bobby Boucher.
FDNY.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
He caused 9/11. He was in 9/11. Steve Buscemi's Al Qaeda. You heard it here, folks, guys.
That's the most terrible thing I've ever heard.
Listen, would you be surprised? Did you see his eyes?
Put down the mic. 30 seconds of silence.
I just hear that all the time. Like, he was in 9/11, and I'm starting to think that's what a terrorist would
want you
to think.
Jet fuel can't melt.
It
doesn't matter. None of that matters.
Away from the conspiracy theories, boys.
Yeah. No, we don't actually believe that.
I do. What?
No, I don't. No, we don't.
I don't.
No. Illuminati, though, all real. Believe it.
Yeah?
No, I don't.
No, okay, good. Yeah. Don't say stupid things.
No, that is dumb.
All right, so Jay-Z, P. Diddy, mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg.
Fuck, Mary Kill. Oh, no, go on. Yeah, sorry.
Shug Knight. And then we got Biggie and Tupac. They're reincarnated.
All right.
We put them in a Hunger Games.
Uh-huh.
But the Hunger Games, the settings, the suburbs. Who wins?
So, like, New York City in the 90s.
No, I said the suburbs, dude.
Oh, the suburb. Okay. Who wins?
Yeah.
In a fight.
In a fight?
No, the Hunger Games. It's full on Hunger Games.
It's
a fight.
No, it's like a fight to the death.
Whatever.
Jay-Z, like, killed people before. I feel like a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, that
Jay-Z
was
Jay-Z had, like, a really criminal background.
Dude, if you make millions, people will forget about everything you've done.
Oh. Alright,
say
there
was like
example.
This secret underground society of really powerful black people,
mm-hmm.
and you found out the leader of this group wasn't Morgan Freeman. Would you be hurt?
Yeah,
I would be crushed.
Who would have been?
He's like, my clear cut leader by a mile.
I'd be cool with Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like Will Smith's too young.
Jackson
he's too young.
And, but you know? Samuel L.
is a good. But yeah. Morgan Freeman just looks.
Nah,
like,
he's the,
well, he looks like Nelson Mandela who liberated.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
good old Nelson.
I could also, didn't he play God once? Maybe that's why.
Couple times.
Yeah. Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it's getting to me.
Jim Carrey's career, where did it go?
I don't know.
Wait, what does he do now?
Number 23 or 21?
23.
What was the worst movie?
I think Yes Man really screwed him up on that one.
Movie
23 and It Follows were two movies that I can't understand how they ever made it.
If out people of production. Love
it. I know, I don't understand it.
I don't think horror movies are a thing, so we don't like a lot of them.
What do you mean you don't think they're a thing?
Like our thing.
You two aren't going to go on any more dates to horror movies.
No, we're going
to
watch.
He's not going to cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn box.
Dude, I know one of my sister's boyfriends actually did that. Like, not my sister's friend's boyfriends actually did that. Cut a hole in the bottom. And she told our entire family about it. That girl came on vacation with us.
Oh, gosh. She never came back.
And my aunt didn't know that was the girl who she was talking about and said something.
Oh, wow.
It was the most awkward dinner from there on out that I've ever seen in my life.
So that's like a real thing.
Yeah, like the kid actually did it.
I don't, like on a first date or like were they dating?
No, they were dating
for
like, I think almost a year.
That's fine.
Yeah, but dude, you can't do that.
I would want.
As a joke though, or did he really, you know?
No, he was hoping for a little something, something.
And she didn't?
No.
As far as you know.
As far as I know, she didn't. She didn't do
that. Nope, you really fucked up.
What?
If a guy got like one of those kid boxes, you know, because he like wanted the drink and the fruit snack, but he cut the hole in the bottom, so his dick's just chilling out the top.
Yeah, that would be.
That's not the world I want to live in.
Yeah, no,
I don't think I'd ever have the guts to do something like that. One, I'd be afraid of a paper cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not. And two, it's like,
how do you cut the hole?
I don't know, with like an X-Acto knife, maybe? A scalpel?
You gotta have like a pocket knife, right?
And then, there's gonna be popcorn falling out. You're gonna have to cup the bottom.
Yeah. Well, but if there's a lot of popcorn, you think it'd be a little tough to get your business in there? Maybe not. Maybe.
And you, all right. One. Well,
most people.
The real reason why I never do this, I'm never gonna splurge and buy the large.
No, never.
Too expensive.
Never. Yeah, those are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Like, she's gotta dig deep in there.
She's gotta eat for like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
At this point, your dong could be covered in butter.
Yeah.
Movie theater butter, so it's not even real butter.
And like, at that point, you focused on the movie. Mm-hmm. Does she even realize that she's fondling you?
She winds up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Rips it off. Because you know, when popcorn gets stuck in them, people get.
Yeah, you get aggressive. You get aggressive.
And then what if he had to like stand up to, what if he like had to pee?
You can't just let it rip.
Well,
no, you don't just.
Well,
you have, but
it, once you pee, you blow your whole cover.
You have to be.
Oh, shit.
You have to be erect.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
So you have to stay hard without any stimulation whatsoever.
Unless
for
he's
upwards
eating.
Of probably 20 minutes.
Unless he's eating popcorn.
Yeah.
That's a variable, you know. If he's eating popcorn too.
Like popcorn gets him hard.
No,
like, or he's playing with
himself. He's playing with himself. And he's eating popcorn, but like, you have to think like
butter. What if butter gets in the tip,
dude? Oh,
would
you like, want
that,
to?
That's
ear.
Gotta burn.
Would you want to eat popcorn that your dick could touch?
No, I think I'd be a little grossed out by it.
Really?
But movie theater popcorn is really
I feel
good.
Like if I'm going to eat popcorn with anyone's dick, it'll be mine.
Well, if I had to.
Yeah.
If I absolutely had to.
Gun to my head, I'm eating my dong popcorn. But I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely going to eat mine. Mine are like Chatting Tatum's. He looks
I
like
would,
he has a pristine penis.
Yeah. Or disgusting.
Or, yes.
Like, shriveled up. Yeah. One nut is in his, like, stomach or something. Something gross, you know what I'm
saying? My friend from school got hit so hard in the dick that one of his, like, he got hit so hard in the nuts that one of them went up. Uh-huh. And he said for a while he was able to, like, push it down. That's and weird. It would, like, plop back in. Oh. But sometimes it would go back up. He got hit to get surgery.
Yeah, different.
Yeah. That's a big fear of mine. Like, if you wake up one day and just one of your nuts is missing, just back inside your body.
I can't say I think about it too often, but that would be a big fear of mine.
No, I think my biggest fear as a woman would be if I was, like, Freaky Friday into a girl.
If you were
Freaky Friday. Yeah, if I was, like, Freaky Friday into a girl, like, about to blow a guy, not circumcised.
Yeah, I was thinking about this last night, about the story of the person. He was making out with his girlfriend, and another dude was sucking his dick. Would you rather? Would you rather make out with a guy?
Dude can suck my dick before I make out.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm thinking the same way.
That's not even a question. That's
either way, you're in a sticky situation.
I think it's like, a tricky question.
Yeah, you know, don't suck my dick. Like,
if you're faced with that situation. Because
What if the sucking of a dick lasted like 10 minutes and making out was only 1 minute?
Nah, I can't do it. I can't. I don't think I could watch that happen.
Close your eyes.
That's it. But it's.
But you can watch him suck your dick.
I'm not watching him.
What if he's got a mustache and it's tickling you a little bit?
No, I would never be able to let a guy with a beard blow me.
No, no way. 100%. No way.
Shave that beard off. No one's
talking. Yeah. But what if it's really good?
It's gonna be really good.
Yeah. You think so? Yeah. You think it's going
to
be that
just like good? How women say, like, other women ought to eat out better. I feel like it would work the same way.
What women do you speak to? I've never had a girl tell me that.
I think you probably heard it on the internet. Yeah. About it.
Stop reading. I didn't just ask them.
The girls on Stop Reddit talk porn about it. Yeah, that's like one thing, though. Like, you know how guys are always like, yeah, like, if I could suck my own dick, like, I'd never leave my house.
I don't think
everyone knows. Like, there's always, like, one kid in each friend group that's like, yeah, like, if I could suck my own dick, like, you would never see me.
You know what
anymore.
I
would you rather walk in on your hypothetical son sucking his own dick or, like, railing, like, one of those plastic dolls?
Plastic dolls. 100%.
Dude, I used to be, you know how, like, back when, I guess when we were younger, people would, like, it was like a joke. You would say, like, oh, I'm not going to take a hand job. Like, I can do it better myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I take it 100. Yeah. I got older, come on.
You get what you get.
Literally take what you can get and move on.
But like in high school, you think like you're the man. You're like, yeah, like,
yeah. Everyone says that.
Yeah. Yeah. No one means it though.
They're just saying it to be cool. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
One kid said it like 30 years ago, and then everyone was like, yeah, like
yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not gonna like love it, but I mean,
you get to take what you can get.
But like I mean. They're not that bad.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
I guess.
Dry is rough. Dry is dry, no matter what.
Dry is rough. Literally dry is rough.
Yeah, guys. Dry is rough.
But, like, you jerk off, like, lotion or lube?
Yeah, I didn't for, like, a long time.
I still don't. I don't.
You go dry.
I go dry. Yeah. I feel like when you guys hear about my stories, like, you're like, what the fuck?
It all makes sense. Like, it all pieces together.
No, I'm a dry guy.
Thank you.
Really?
Dude, I don't have the time.
It takes time. Well,
I'm big on, like, in the shower. So I'll just use, like, soap.
That's fucking weird.
You don't want to do that.
What do you go look in the shampoo bottle or something?
No, you just you bring a little something in there with you. You
watch like a magazine or something?
No, not a magazine. What am I? What is it? 1940?
I'm really disappointed.
Playboy's taking nudes out, dude. You're not gonna have anything to jerk it to.
There was like a stand.
That's why you have a waterproof case.
I mean, that's one.
Yeah, one of the
many. We're ignoring the biggest issue here. He said he jerks off with soap.
That's what I know. That's disgusting,
like,
too.
Like, what do you pump some Dove in your hand and just go at it?
Use the bar.
What is use the bar? Kind of dude, your that? Whole family probably uses that bar to wash themselves.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I don't put the bar directly on. Imagine just rubbing away with a bar or so.
His hair everywhere in the soap.
Yeah, every night I make love to a Dove bar.
You gotta be careful. Do you get soap in your dick?
Nah, I've never had that happen.
You never got soap in your dick?
Nah. Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
So you've done his method?
No, when I was a little kid, I thought it was for my dick's dirty. Now I know my dick's dirty, I don't care. But I used to scrub that motherfucker before I even knew what jerking off was. And then it would burn.
Okay.
Before I knew people got rid of their pubes, I used to shampoo and condition mine.
Really? I don't know if you've ever done
that. I did that too.
Yeah. I wanted it to be sleek and shiny.
if you ever grew some, Derek, you would understand what's going on there. But such is life, you know. I shampoo and condition my beard.
Yeah, I heard that's supposed to like make it not itch when it's growing.
Yeah, especially I got dry skin too, so it's important. I get some Head and Shoulders up in that bitch and just massage.
You got the eczema?
I don't have eczema. It's not like eggs. It's like what if anything's less than eggs.
All right.
Like, I don't know what's less than eggs.
Some of the dairy product or something.
Milk smell.
Eggs aren't a dairy product.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Like in the dairy section of.
They're in the refrigerator.
Nah, they're in the dairy.
I don't think eggs are a dairy product.
No, they're not a dairy. Like they don't come from cow. But they're in the dairy section is what I'm saying.
They're in the refrigerator.
But just because it's in the section doesn't mean.
I'm not saying it's a dairy product. Next topic.
Just put the kebab. Eggs are not.
They're not dairy product. You heard it here, folks.
Oh, what's the weirdest type of milk you've tried?
Have you had almond milk?
Allergic. I would love to try it though.
It's actually pretty good.
I fantasize about eating. I want to try
hemp milk just to hemp say milk. I've tried hemp milk.
I think I've had goats or like sheep like milk rope. Before.
Yeah. I've had sheep's milk.
I don't experiment.
Yeah. Mothers.
Mother's milk. Don't get me started on that.
Great movie. We love it.
Yeah, it was so good. I can't. All right, so there. Supposedly are people who go to the movies by themselves. Is that something you guys would ever do?
100%.
You would?
100%. I love doing stuff by myself.
So do I. Can't help you being serious.
Alright, this is my thing. I've been in a relationship for like a decent amount of time now.
Okay.
And I can never get a moment to myself. You know, I live with like 9 other guys. I'm in a relationship. I'm working all the time.
So what movie have you seen by yourself?
I haven't.
You've never done
it? I wish.
Really?
But I don't have the time to even go see a movie by myself because I can't even imagine the repercussions in my relationship if I want to go.
That's one of those things.
To go see a movie by yourself? Yeah.
That's why I always say girls are emotional creatures, not rational creatures, because they would freak out about something like that when literally it means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That would cause a huge problem for no reason.
Mm-hmm. They'd lose their mind.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they want to see the movie or not.
Yeah.
I could have went to go see Star Wars by myself. Yeah. And she would have, you went to the movies by yourself?
Yeah.
Without me? Like, yes.
Yeah, I did.
But, like, at this point, like, I want to be just by myself so much. So, like, I'll go.
I think maybe you got to break off for a second.
I'll eat lunch by myself.
Yeah. Really? You don't, like, do anything by yourself?
Oh, so we all went away to school here. What was your thing on eating in the dining hall by yourself?
Never.
I've done it, but I didn't choose to do it.
I've never done it unless I had, like, a valid excuse to do it. Yeah.
I make funny kids.
What about just being really hungry? Is that like a valid excuse?
No, starve.
Yeah, because we had like this dining dollar situation.
I had the same thing.
Yeah, but the dining hall didn't cost you any dining dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, you know, if I was like at low on dining dollars and I was starving, or if I did have to do it, I would go on like an off hour.
How many dining dollars did you get?
I think they called them dragon dollars. We got like 150 dragon dollars.
I stack dining dollars. My school just gives us shit.
Yeah, but your school's dining like packages were way better than mine.
Yeah, but our food was way shittier than yours.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, my brother looked it up and he said it was the same provider that provided food for the prison. All
right, so Chartwell's does it. And Chartwell's does
it was bad. Really?
We had good. Like, our entire school had a conspiracy theory that they were putting laxatives in the food because you would eat at our dining hall and you would shit your brain.
Is that why everyone was so ripped at your school?
Maybe. But that was the thing. And, like, there hadn't been a case of food poisoning from the dining hall in, like, 10 years.
Really?
And we think, like, and you, I'm telling you, top to bottom, male, female, or both, you shit your pants immediately after eating that food.
Dining hall food's not good for you. That's for goddamn
sure. The first month of school, I missed 2 classes because I was literally exploding. But that's life, you know?
That's Such is life. Sometimes you shit your pants, sometimes you don't. When was the last time you guys shit your pants, honestly?
A long time ago.
Have you come close recently? I came real close.
I've had some close calls. Like, I've touched cotton before, but I've never really shit.
I feel like that shit in your pants.
No. No, it didn't stick.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I just, battled E. coli, and I'm a survivor, so, I was shitting my pants off. I never did it, but I came real close. One time, I didn't make it to the toilet, but I got my pants off.
Okay.
I was in the bathroom. I dropped trowel.
It had to come out of nowhere, right? Well, or were you just in a situation where you couldn't?
All right, here's the story. I was about to go out, and I was like, hold on. I was about to go to the pregame. I was like, hold on. I'm going to drop you off because I had to drop my car. And then I was like, I'm going to go back to my place. I'm going to lay a deuce.
Yeah.
You know, pre-going out shit. Mm-hmm. And then we're on our way to the bar, and I'm like, all right, I gotta stop at my place. I gotta shit again.
Yeah.
So this was wow, what is going on?
Yeah.
But I was like, all right, that's twice. There's no way. Three's not coming. But I was dumb because things only happen once. If it happens once, twice, nothing's ever happened twice.
Three times,
and it's your life now.
Yeah.
So whatever, I'm going about my day. I'm at the bar, have a grand old time, and then it's time to go, closing time. Yeah. So I sing that song whenever I leave a bar, even if they don't play it.
Naturally.
Bastards.
Yeah.
But, and I'm like, holy shit, here she comes. R, she blows. And at this point, I'm sprinting uphill back from the bar, I'm sweating. I'm
Shit sweats are the worst type of sweats.
Shit sweats and run sweats, so it was
bad. That's bad.
And I go. I'm, running to my house. I, rip down my pants. I'm, I point my ass towards the toilet, and it literally just, I can't, projectile diarrhea all over my mouth.
That's rough.
I hope you didn't have single ply that day.
Cha-cha-cha Charmin. You know how I do. The finest.
Yeah. I don't go over people's houses that don't have single ply. I have single ply.
My family has only ever used single ply.
Yeah, it's weird. Why don't they just spend the extra 4 cents on the luxury? Yeah,
because my mom is old fashioned.
We will burn our assholes.
Yeah, she's it's a ripoff. You don't get as much out of it. But that's
such is life.
So yeah. So I don't know about Charmin Ultra.
That's one thing about living alone that you never really think about. When you don't live with your parents, because your parents buy the toilet.
Yeah, I thought toilet paper just always was there.
Yeah, grill on the roll.
Yeah, I just thought it was
toilet there. Paper on bricks are the right. Two things that are always around.
So I I left my apartment on a Friday one weekend to go home.
Go on.
And when I left, we were out of toilet paper. Completely out. No toilet paper in the place whatsoever.
How many bathrooms you got?
Two. All both right. were out. Both, right. were, both out. Were out. I know this because I literally wiped my ass with fucking... I used, what is that called?
Shower curtain.
No. No.
Tissue paper.
Towels.
Paper towels. Paper towels.
Oh,
that's rough.
Paper. Yeah, it was rough. Than one. Yeah. All right, so... I leave on that Friday. Part of the reason why I left was because I just wiped my ass with paper towels. It was time to go home, you know? And I come back on Monday. Both my roommates stayed there. Still no toilet paper. Yeah.
Wow.
They probably got one roll and used it over the weekend.
You know, you can't use one roll in 2 days.
Yes,
you can't use one roll of toilet paper.
You can definitely use one roll.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
And where do you buy one roll of toilet paper?
Dude, like a bodega or
something. Yeah, they have single rolls.
There. Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. Yeah, so I was...
Rich kids never seen one roll of toilet paper before.
Dude, this is incredible. When you take
got a lot to live up to.
No, this is
the best story I've ever heard in my life.
I've heard a lot of things about a lot of people and seen a lot of people. Seen a lot of things about a lot of people.
Go on.
The most incredible thing about any person I know by a long shot, and probably always will be, is my roommate, 80% of the shits he takes, when he wipes, there's nothing there.
Bullshit.
When I take an immaculate shit, I play the lotto that day. It's like a once a year type miracle. It's like the baby Jesus coming back.
I haven't had no wipers since I was 7.
Exactly.
Now I've had one.
80% of the time. And I've literally, he'll go in the bathroom, fucking shit, and I was like, there's no way that
you sit there and
two seconds.
You gotta
no, he'll leave it. He'll leave it in there. He'll leave it in. Yep. He'll leave it in there.
That's impressive.
80%. And the kid's diet is awful. It's awful. It's so bad.
Maybe he just got dirty butt all the time. Yeah, and it doesn't bother
him. He's wiping his belly button every time he takes a shit. No, the kid, and he's like, dude, it's so... He eats whatever. He has the worst diet out of anyone I know. Is he fat? Besides one human being who's pushing 315 pounds. But... And when he shits, he just doesn't have to wipe. It's crazy.
That would be my one superpower if I can have one. Just to never wipe.
It's up there.
You save a lot of time.
It's up there. Plus, on top of that, the kid is like filthy rich. So name one thing he doesn't have going for him. You can't. Mm. Life is easy.
Dude, I wish I was one of the two.
Filthy rich?
No, I think
can't wipe.
I would almost take the lack of wiping over being filthy rich.
Look how much money you save from toilet paper.
Exactly. I'll be rich.
Probably why he's rich. How much time do you think he saved?
And the kid could shit in under 2 minutes. He can get in and get out in under 2 minutes.
That's a superpower in itself. It's incredible. Did you ever see the, I forgot what they're called, but that they shoot like water up. Did you ever use those things?
Bidet or something?
Bidet, like
yeah. Did you ever use one of those?
No. I wish.
Nah, you're lying. You gotta be filthy rich, though.
Yeah.
For European.
European. Why don't we have those things?
Because we don't want to do anything that Europe does. Yeah. we make
you
ourselves
think that, you think that feels possible. Weird?
Yeah. For the first time, I feel like
I could probably get behind that, though, because I've been trying my salad toss for years.
So do they not?
I'd love that.
Salad toss.
Or they just, like...
No, I think you have to finish off with a wipe, but you really limit the amount of toilet paper you use. Oh, okay.
Because they're dirty as shit in Europe, though. They don't brush their teeth. No offense, Europe.
Yeah.
Not really.
No,
fucking half of our audience just came. Two people.
Yeah, no. Europeans are weird. It's true. They do things differently. I don't like that. It scares me.
Do you think, like, other European countries have, like, southern accents and shit? Like... Or they all... Like,
well, dude,
you ever hear a different British accent?
They speak, like, different languages.
I'm saying, like, British
probably.
People have southern accents. You know what I'm saying?
Probably. People from Boston have different Boston accents.
That's true.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you guys were fucking geniuses.
Yeah. I'm an accentologist.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, no, we know a human who thought Boston was not in the United States. That's
my little sister thought Boston was a state, so... I feel like that's common, though.
That is common.
States
and cities get a little tricky sometimes.
Boston and Las Vegas, everyone thinks those two are states.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, all the states.
I grew up thinking Las Vegas was a state for like a long time. Sure. But they don't teach geography.
They don't teach anything like balancing a checkbook, shit you need. Yeah.
I feel like each like kids like have that shit though. Like I thought Howard Johnson was owned by the Mets, like Howard Johnson for the longest time, like the chain of hotels. Like kids just have stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
that's true.
When you're driving in a long car ride and you like play the skateboard guy, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You guys never did that? Like, you follow the guardrail and shit?
Yeah, of course.
Every kid does that. Yeah. You start making that weird S out of nowhere. Science still doesn't know where that originated from.
Yeah. You know the weird S. Like the graffiti S.
Kids are just fucking weird.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
No one knows. They, like, tried to trace the origins of it. It's probably just one third grader.
I think it was probably Jesus.
Yeah, that's definitely his original symbol. Yeah. Don't use the cross. Use this thing, please.
Yeah. That was like the most badass thing ever though. When you learn to make that, your entire
I don't think I ever learned
book,
how to make
my it. Whole book was
yeah.
Your
yeah,
life so I wish my name started with an S because I would have put that on all my
signature.
Tests.
Oh, yeah.
I would have gotten
if I had,
hard.
If I had any S's in my name, I would have used it.
Mm-hmm. Imagine like professionals used that to sign, like it carried with you that long.
That would be crazy. Like, you're writing a thesis, and every S in your thesis.
If there's a way I can get my keyboard to make that S.
Yeah, it's crazy that they don't yet.
Maybe they got it.
There's one small Japanese man working on it as we speak.
Yeah.
Very small.
A very small man. Big heart, though. Heart of gold. Little guy, heart of gold.
He's like the Rudy of the programming world.
Good movie.
Great movie.
No, great movie. I swear there is no way that movie, The Ringer, would be able to be released in like 2015. Now, yeah, there's no way.
I saw that guy on the plane. Nobody believes me, but I saw that.
Scratch.
Thing. Yeah, him.
You scratched my CD.
You scratched my CD.
That was the most famous guy I think I've ever met in my life. Yeah, him. I seriously.
Yeah, that about sums your life up in a nutshell.
Well, you know everyone's famous, don't you, Dom?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I've met a few.
Dommy Hollywoods.
I bumped into Jim from The Office.
Not yet.
On my birthday. Swear to God.
Sick invite.
Swear to God.
Did he get down and blow you?
No, I really did.
Did you actually, like, bump him?
He bumped into me.
Did you ask him where Pam was?
I fucked him up. What do you think? He bumped into me. No.
He's jacked now, so you gotta be careful.
I think this might have been pre-jacked. Because he didn't look too jacked.
And he's probably just at the moment. He's probably just wearing a jacket or
but
something.
He's one of those dudes that when you see him, like, you know who it is. And then some lady told me it was him. Watched the whole altercation go down.
Is he tall? I feel like he's tall.
He's tall.
Like 6'4"?
I'd say around, like, between 6'3 and 6'5".
Wow, so he's up there.
Yeah. Good for him. And he looked like a celebrity who was trying to not be seen. Like, he had his hat real low, he had sunglasses on, and his head was in his phone.
Jim from The Office would be like, look at me, I'm a celebrity? That he doesn't strike me
as a celebrity. No, definitely.
He doesn't even like being famous. He just likes acting.
Yeah. He's in it for the passion.
Who else do you think's like that? Like, just likes acting. Like, doesn't give a shit about fame, but is stupidly famous.
Hugh Jackman. I feel like just loves acting.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nice. He's a good dude. His story is, like, pretty interesting about how he got famous. Yeah, that's all I'm telling
you. What is it? Do you just know what's interesting?
He started out as a hired clown actor at, like, children's parties.
Really?
Yeah, that's how he
was
got
Was he ripped back then? Was he, like, a ripped clown?
No, I don't think
he was banging everyone.
He still had the claws,
mom.
Though. He wasn't ripped, but he still had the claws.
Who else? I'm trying to think. Because there are, like, some guys that are in just for the fame.
Nah.
Like, sure. Bieber, fame.
Yeah, I can see.
I feel like a lot of female celebrities love being famous. Like, guys, not so much. Female celebrities are all in on being famous. Mm-hmm. Like, Amy Schumer. All in on being famous.
This is a burning topic here. Is Amy Schumer hot?
I'm not like Amy Schumer.
That's not the question.
No, she's not hot. You don't think she's hot?
No.
I think you're wrong. I think she's hot.
She's like an 8.
No, I don't think she's like an 8.
That's what hot is.
You could be like a hot 6.
I thought like 7 was the number.
I got one number off.
I don't know. Is it?
We gotta Google it.
If 5 is average, there's no way 6 can be hot.
No,
there's gotta be a middle ground.
She's a hot 6. Amy Schumer would call all of us, like, ugly twos, so, like, it's kind of nice.
But is she a hot 6 because of how much money she has? And, like, she's always being dolled up and dressed up, you know?
Nah, dude.
Yeah, like, if you saw Amy Schumer walking down the street, like, oh, she's hot.
No, but you haven't watched Trainwreck.
No,
and she's all about banging in Trainwreck. So, like, in my mind, like, she's all about banging in real life. And she's banging everyone in Trainwreck. So, in my mind, I'm thinking, I see Amy Schumer out in a bar.
Does she bang LeBron in that movie?
No, she does not bang LeBron. Spoiler, sorry, should have said it before. Does not bang LeBron.
I'm not watching anymore.
So,
LeBron, little dick or small? Big dick.
Little dick. I don't think
they showed it.
There's not many people on earth that I dislike more than LeBron James.
I don't dislike him.
I wake up every day and I hope he does something to be unsuccessful.
See, I feel
that's about that's how kind I live of a my
weird,
life.
That's weird that you think like
I
that.
I can't stand him. I thought
that about Bieber until his new fucking song.
His music is amazing. Yeah.
New Bieber's fire.
Yeah,
New Bieber's changing the game.
He's like an R&B singer now. It's great.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna say it. Everyone was saying it.
It's beautiful.
What was he before?
Just a pop. Just a piece of shit.
You thought he was an R&B singer? You thought Sorry was an R&B song?
No, dude, Sorry is one of his new songs. An R&B
song. Yeah. Yes, and you said
what was he before?
Oh, I think you were like you were saying he was.
Name a Justin Bieber song that hasn't come out in the past year
that hasn't come out.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Name a Justin Bieber song.
Oh, I mean, what's the other song? Baby.
We got Baby. We got One Last Lonely Girl.
All I know is Baby.
He's got that one.
Yeah.
I got a little sister. I know all about the Biebs. He's got that one where he's sitting by the fire eating fondue.
No idea what that is.
He says swag a lot in it. I don't know.
We like that.
We love the word swag.
We love
here
the word
swag. Not a potato.
Yeah.
He's got that one. He's got Boyfriend. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
You
know. I don't know that song.
You wouldn't. It's fine.
Yeah.
He's got that one Christmas song. He's pretty successful.
I don't know the Christmas song.
I wish that I could watch 90s Mark Wahlberg beat the shit out of Justin Bieber.
All I want for Christmas is you ever die out.
No.
No, I don't think so.
How long is this song going to be played?
Probably forever. Mariah's got pipes.
Yeah.
Girl could sing.
She got a little more than pipes, tell you how much.
I can't believe she was married to Nick Cannon.
That's a weird... Is she not married to him anymore?
No, they got divorced. Nick Cannon also... Oh, really? Nick Cannon has lupus, just in case anyone that's...
I don't know if you're lying.
No, it's just true. He has lupus. And
I don't actually know what lupus is.
It's like a real shitty disease, so stay strong, Cannon. And,
is it something you, like, you're born with, or you
have to? You're, like, born with it. It's not... Like, so you know, it's fine. It's like...
You can't develop lupus.
Like, I think, if you drink I think you could develop it, probably, but, like, it's hidden in there, you know? And then he's also the, like, chief creative officer for Radio Shack. Go figure. Radio Shack.
Really? Well, that's what it's
now.
Done,
now I think you're lying about the lupus and the Radio Shack.
No, both that stuff's true. He's on one of my radio shows. But, so, another thing about Nick Cannon is I really want to see him fail.
Nick Cannon, he's the one you want to see fail. Yeah, he's LeBron.
Speaking of Nick Cannon, I thought he was the host of
Wild and Out.
Yeah, I thought Wild and Out was Wild and Out for my until I got to college.
Watch that show.
And he was like, it's not Wild and Out.
Was that the Yo Mama show? Is there a
Mama was Wilmer Valderrama. Whoever happened to him?
I don't know who that is. So.
Fez from That 70s Show.
Oh, yeah. Him and Carlos Mencia own a farm together somewhere.
I'm still not over that. I want to see. How much money would you pay to see it? 90s Wahlberg beat up current Bieber.
Current Bieber? I would rather him beat up, like, year ago Bieber. But I guess if he destroyed this Bieber, I wouldn't be too mad either.
Because
I'd pay good money for that.
Wahlberg's
I pay
a lot
of money to watch.
He
just
killed someone.
He blinded an Asian guy.
He beat him till he was
blind. An old Asian man.
Yeah, let's just.
But we.
What's the backstory? Like, we don't even. I don't even know. Dude could have been talking so much shit. He could have had it coming.
No, I think that Mark Wahlberg was just like a bad dude for a while.
See, that's the story. But I'd love to hear Mark Wahlberg's version. This dude was definitely rubbing shit on his doorknob like every day for a year, and one day he just snapped.
See, we forget, like, a lot of these, like, celebrities are just, like, bad guys.
Bad people.
Like,
that's why I said Jay-Z was a murderer. Uh-huh. He, like, murdered people.
R. Kelly. R. Kelly pissed on, like, 13-year-olds. And, like, I sang his song on my 8th grade graduation.
Yeah.
I sang the Ignition remix.
I'm that star up in
we sang the Ignition remix at my 8th grade graduation.
No way. No, I don't remember that.
No, we sang World's Greatest. I was pushing for the Ignition remix, but...
That would have been funny. Mm-hmm.
If you could change one song, the national anthem, we lose it. It gets lost in time. Everyone forgets it. What song are you choosing?
To be the new national anthem?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Really? That's
I feel like it fits the country.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I can see that.
No, I have no idea.
I'm thinking it's got to be Born in the USA.
That's a good one.
Or, so it has to be patriotic?
It could also be like just like trap.
That song is actually like anti-America, though, supposedly.
God, kill. He's talking about killing
Akbar, like he says that in the song. A lot of people getting uncomfortable with terrorist jokes.
If you play it backwards, it's your Salam Akbar.
You want to tell them about your $1 million idea?
That's for another day.
Okay,
that's for another day.
We're on short on time.
It takes a while. There's a lot of stuttering.
We need to patent it before we fucking release
it. That's another thing we must do.
I got a random idea right now. Greeting cards for people that you hate.
Mm. That's like the glitter idea, kind of.
That is a big thing.
The glitter.
You give someone glitter and then
fucks up their day.
Glitter sucks.
Yeah.
Blows.
Trust me, there's glitter everywhere. I glitter on my penis for like a week straight after Halloween.
Glitter.
Do you ever think about taking a shower?
It doesn't come off.
Okay.
That might have been herpes, so.
What are the odds glitter was invented by someone who wasn't a stripper?
Pretty high.
Yeah, I would think pretty high.
You think so?
Strippers aren't that innovative.
That's true. But they do love glitter.
Yeah, but girls in general love glitter.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why is it...
I don't know. Guys don't like glitter.
Is it just an attraction? Why are girls obsessed with shiny things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because the brain's aren't as developed. We'll whisper that stuff. Not offensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, like...
That's science, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's science.
There's, like, men... There's dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's women.
stuff.
There's a reason that
women are cats on that list.
I don't even know start off. Cats
are stupid.
Cats can't even figure out how to take a fucking walk.
Cats are stupid. I'll say that. But like, if a dog could learn how to shit and piss in a box, that would be really helpful.
I mean,
you can.
Yeah. How did you train your dog to like
wee wee pads?
So it's kind of like the same.
You train him to not pee in the house.
But isn't that the same
thing? The goals are completely different. You want your cat to pee and shit in the house.
Yeah, but
you don't want your
picture
dog
cats
to
took like huge dumps.
Yeah, dogs take big stinky dumps.
Well,
yeah.
What about little dogs?
Man, that's,
I'm not saying
they poop in the house.
I'm not saying
some little dogs. Don't they have like
some little dogs? Yeah,
I've seen that. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure little dogs in Manhattan probably poop in the house.
Yeah, right.
But that's like
I was actually walking.
Is your apartment you got an elevator or you walk up?
Not to walk up, and we're on the street level, so like we hear a lot of homeless people fighting over like chicken and shit. what's it called? I actually witnessed someone walking a little dog in Manhattan, mm-hmm. and this thing almost got stepped on like 3 times.
Yeah,
the guy was like, "Yo, you almost stepped on my dog," and he was like, "I didn't see it."
I'm anti little dogs, especially
dog
for men.
Yeah,
especially if you rescue it, it's fine. But I don't want to see.
And by rescue it, I don't mean go to a shelter. I mean run into a burning building.
Yeah.
Then you can keep it. But don't go to a shelter.
I'm not running into a burning building for a little dog. I'll be honest. I'm saying it right now.
Yeah.
I'm saying right now.
If like a lab or
right
something.
Now,
oh, a lab, I'm running right now.
Right now,
out of the house.
Your house goes on fire.
Okay.
Your dog and your cat are in the house.
My Xbox is out.
Yeah. Which one are you saving?
My dog. All
right. You could save.
My cat's on his
you
way
could
out.
Save. You could save both. Say, hypothetically, the cat is healthy. You could save both.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process of saving both, you're going to get burned pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Or you could save the dog and just be fine. Which one?
I'm saving the dog.
And you're. Wow. What about you?
You're going to get fucking burned?
I'm going to get
ugly as it is.
Where's the burn? Where's the burn?
We'll go with arms. Your arms.
I feel like it's a badass story, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah but
a
it's
cool
like
story.
Yeah, but you have to tell them you're saving your
like,
dog.
Do they see bone all the time?
Right.
Like, is my bone right? Bone all the time? You know what I'm
how
saying?
Bad is this burn, though? Like, am I fucked up forever?
You're not turning into fucking Ghost Rider like this kid.
Shit movie, by the way.
The second one.
I didn't even bother because the first one was
you awesome. Thought the first one was that bad?
Yeah.
Right. It's on like TBS and TNT.
Favorite Nick Cage movie. National Treasure.
National Treasure. Yeah.
Oh, The Family Man.
You know they're making another one, supposedly? National Treasure?
They made two, I think. Right?
No, they're making like a third one.
I thought Nick Cage was dead, so there goes what I know.
National
about.
Treasure, I used to mix up National Treasure and then Da Vinci.
No, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Because the dude, doesn't it look like Nicolas Cage? Like
Tom Hanks?
Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah.
Don't ever compare the two.
Yeah, you're right.
Sorry, Tom Hanks. I know you're probably listening. Apparently, Tom Hanks has this shit son that thinks he's a rapper, though, so I like Tom Hanks.
I like that
a little
about.
Bit.
Oh, dude. Oh, fucking
I've heard about that, too. Yeah.
Rob Schneider, his daughter.
His daughter, yeah.
Sings.
Rob Schneider?
Yeah, his daughter sings.
Who cares about Rob Schneider's daughter?
Nobody really does. You think
nobody
Adam Sandler got her that gig, too?
Probably. Yeah. Imagine. Like, one time, do your own thing, Rob.
I think that
would be funny if she was, like, if Adam Sandler had a daughter, and it was, like, she was in her posse. And, like, that's how she started singing.
I fucking hate Rob Schneider. The animal, shit.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, what else? Hot Chick?
Hot Chick, shit.
I don't know
if he stars in any other movie, though.
No,
just
doesn't.
Once he transforms it, that's his specialty.
Who's isn't he Deuce Bigelow?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, who, like...
Not that good of a movie.
He'd be homeless without Sandler.
They were all right, but
yeah.
You agree?
That's a huge bitch.
He's homeless without Sandler.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, he's probably a dude.
I imagine, he'll be fighting over chicken in front of the
I imagine
house.
During
their
first few movies, like, he lived in, like, a small section of Adam Sandler's house. Like, a dog house.
He probably
Adam
still lives inside Adam Sandler's house. There's no way Schneider makes enough money.
Because of that, like, because of his whole history and always being behind Adam Sandler, I feel like he's into, like, some really submissive shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's just, every day he's getting the shit kicked out of him by his wife.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or do you think that he makes his wife call him Adam one?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I hope not.
I think the submissive stuff, I think that's what he's doing.
See, I'm going with call to Adam.
That's crazy. You think he has pictures of, like, Adam Sandler in his house?
I would.
He asked him. That's probably part of the contract.
You think he, like, hates Adam Sandler now?
He can't. How could you hate someone?
Well, have you seen his movies? It's pretty easy to hate Adam Sandler.
I think, like, he hates... Like, you know what Billy Madison...
That new Netflix movie with Adam Sandler.
That was a disaster.
A tragedy.
He's got three more coming out.
Why would they do that? They had such a good business plan going on. I almost canceled my Netflix subscription.
I didn't want it on my Hulu. That went from like people are like, oh, who needs cable when you have Netflix? To like, I'm calling Time Warner. Give me a premium package.
The thing is with Schneider is, you know, you've seen Billy Madison, right?
Yeah.
When he calls up Buscemi and he like crawls him off the people.
Yeah.
I feel like that's Rob Schneider. Like Adam like calls him up and he's like, Rob, I need some chicken wings or whatever Adam Sandler likes at this point. Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
But Schneider like adds them to the people to kill list and then puts on the lipstick.
The chick from Happy Gilmore is the girl in Modern Family.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. My mind.
That's the mom.
No.
Yeah. I don't know if you actually
that knew babe.
Yeah. But that raises the question: is she hotter now or is she hotter in Happy Gilmore? Because she's pretty hot.
Yeah,
It always pisses me off that guy's with her, like Phil, because he's such a fucking geek. Yeah, like, I want to beat him up and like really? Steal her heart. Phil, like when I watch that, I freak out. Like it kills me on the inside, and then. Yeah.
Why are there no like even couples on TV? Like every sitcom, the couples are so uneven.
Don't even get me started on King of Queens.
This doesn't
even make sense.
You know what pissed me off? Seinfeld. He was always banging some new hot chick. Yeah. Even George was getting laid. George was getting laid way too much.
You want to talk about a person who would be a virgin for the rest of their life if they weren't famous?
Who?
Fucking George. From Seinfeld.
Jason Alexander?
Yeah.
I can see it.
Who would do it?
I can see him being a
bird. He lost his virginity. He looks like a real life Papa 14. Smurf.
No way.
Yeah, he got like raped or something.
Oh, that doesn't count.
No, but he liked it.
Really?
It was like statutory.
Okay.
You've got to phrase that sentence a little better.
You could
don't make pauses in between. You know,
I'm trying to get dramatic.
Yeah, I can see that.
Alright, so we probably got time for one last topic.
Mm-hmm.
Any,
leave the people wanting more.
I mean, we pretty much peaked.
We broke the news that George Costanza got raped. That would be the best.
All right, even though favorite, his name is not George Costanza.
Jason Alexander. Favorite song to put on a jukebox? You got $1.
$1?
No, this is the only song you can put on a jukebox for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my... I can't listen to anything else.
No, this is like your song. Like you're going up there... And you're listening to that song on the jukebox for the rest of your life.
Alright.
It's gotta be a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, no.
I gotta get people to like it, yeah.
Hooked on a Feeling.
Sing a little bit for us.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
I don't even know the song.
You want viewer.
Oh, Hooked on a Feeling.
That's not ringing the bell.
You've never seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
Really?
Never seen
Hooked on it. You don't know the song Hooked on a Feeling?
Do not know the song.
Hooked on a Feeling or Come and Get Your Love.
I would rather do that.
Those are two top ones. Or What's New Pussycat.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen is... All right, you know what?
That might take the kick.
Yeah, that might take the kick. Or Don't Stop Believing, I guess is up there.
That would be a big one, but
Come on, Eileen is a good jukebox song. Uh-huh. Like, it's made for a jukebox.
I got on a jukebox the other day. I put on some Purple Rain.
Because
you can't listen to Prince anywhere else. Either a jukebox or you're paying for it. Yeah. You're paying for it either way. A Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
That's crap, please. Freebird.
Freebird.
Yeah.
I like to have
Boys Are Back in Town, another Thin Lizzy classic.
Mm. I'd probably play some like Kid Rock or one of those.
Kid Rock's pretty badass.
Yeah, he's definitely
badass. They got any Nickelback?
Backstreet's Back.
That's a classic, nice. Yeah. Whatever happened to Fahrenheit 98? That's
gone. You mean 98 degrees?
Oh, is that what it's called? I guess that's
Fahrenheit 9/11 was a documentary, so you're close.
It always comes back to 9/11, guys. Yeah. I think that'll do it for the first episode of...
Inaugural.
Inaugural.
I can't say the word dishwasher either.
Like, dishwasher. I can't say linoleum, the flooring. I say linoleum. I can't... It's weird.
Right, so there's a little bonus for you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Hopefully you listened.